For the feast I've got in mind, we're going to steer clear of the produce department where we typically look for local food. Because the Charlotte Regional Partnership estimates there are more than 200 companies processing food locally, with some 15,000 employees and $5 billion in yearly sales. Let's dine on the fruits of their labors. First, to the meat department. Perdue and Tyson have huge poultry processing plants in the Charlotte area. So how about some chicken nuggets? Go with original recipe. As a side, we've also got here in the meat department a cup of Ruse salad.
Pimento cheese, chicken salad, coleslaw especially. Yeah, sales have increased drastically over the 40 years that I've been here.
Bill Rudisill is general manager of Ruth's Salad, which started 50 years ago in one Charlotte woman's kitchen. Now it's found in grocery stores across the South.
They're packing coleslaw now.
Compressed air forces the slaw through a pipe into individual tubs bearing the same Ruth's Salad logo the company started with. Many of the 30 workers in the kitchen have been with Ruth's for years, if not decades. And the 50s-era paneling and drapes in the front office haven't been updated either. Rudisill says that's the secret to Ruth's success.
We just believe in keeping everything the same, and ingredients, the people, recipes is still exactly the same as it was. And people developed taste for it, and therefore they're still a customer demand.
Ruth's Salad is an example of the many local food processors that started in Charlotte because it's an ideal location if your target is southern stomachs. Also, it helps that a number of major grocery chains are headquartered in the region. Harris Teeter, Food Lion, and Bilo, not far away. Okay, from the meat counter, let's stop off now in the deli for a sausage, pepperoni, and cheese stromboli from Stefano Foods. I can smell the pizza cooking from the parking lot here at Stefano Foods. Let's go on inside.
One of the huge advantages of being here in Charlotte is our access to Johnson & Wales.
This is Alan Hamer, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Stefano's, which has about 160 employees, including two chefs from Johnson & Wales University.
This is our pizza production area.
Okay.
And today, actually, we're making a pizza that we will sell to a company based in Puerto Rico.
Hamer says about half of Stefano's business is pizzas that grocery stores and food service companies sell under their own brand name. The rest is calzones and other Italian specialties sold in the refrigerated deli case under the Stefano label. The dough is made from scratch here in Charlotte using flour from another local food processor, Bartlett Milling. Spices come from the Clancy Seasonings in Fort Mill. Stefano's is actually a Long Island transplant that came to Charlotte in the mid-90s because the state offered a nice incentives package and electricity was cheap.
Because this business is very, very energy intensive. We cool the product, we freeze the product, we bake the product. All of that uses a tremendous amount of energy.
Economic incentives and low electricity rates have played a role in attracting many of the food processors in Charlotte. Another plus is the easy access to major trucking routes like I-85 and the ports in Charleston and Savannah. So back to our grocery shopping. We'll make a run down the snack aisle for Lance Crackers. They are by far the biggest food processor in Charlotte with about 4,700 employees. So we'll get some of those. And Kellogg makes animal crackers and Famous Amos cookies here. Carolina Foods makes sticky sweet honey buns in Charlotte. And a company called Tropical Nut and Fruit makes these tubs of trail mix. And now to the beverage aisle. Cheerwine and Sundrop are made in the region. And Pepsi and Coke also bottle here. So we're safe picking just about any soda off the shelf. Plus, more and more beer and wine are made in the region, too. We'll go some cheer wine. Okay, I think we're set. But looking at our cart, I think a little preemptive strike might be in order. How about some antacids made in Mooresville?
I'm Richard Zollman. I'm the CEO of Best Sweet.
Zollman's grandfather founded Best Sweet in South Africa. His father moved it to Mooresville in the 1980s. State incentives played a role in that move, as well as the company's recent expansion. Today, just about any cough drop, throat lozenge, or chewy antacid you find at the drugstore, including some big brand names, is made by Best Sweet.
Instead of taking your supplements or your antacids as a chalky, horrible tasting product, it's now a pleasant experience.
Best Sweet's expertise is the proverbial spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. Imagine a candy factory that smells faintly of menthol. Cane sugar from Savannah and corn syrup from the Midwest bubbles in hot vats before being stretched, cooled, and shaped into lozenges that clatter off conveyor belts.
This is a menthol sugar cup lozenge. It's running at about 5,500 pieces a minute.
Best Sweet makes 20 million cough drops a day. Antacids, calcium chews, and chewy vitamins add to that number. Gleaming computerized machines do most of the work, monitored by about 400 employees. They are the reason Zolman says Best Sweet has stayed in the Charlotte region, which is not the cheapest place in terms of taxes or wages.
It's just a great environment, good schools, good weather. It's just a easy place to get people, whether they're coming from up north or the west coast.
And so the Charlotte region is as good a place as any to make antacids or pizza or coleslaw. Eating locally processed foods in Charlotte, I'm Julie Rose, WFAE News.